cars.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. It's Friday, which means I'm in the studio with the lovely and talented and really hot today, Elisa Profumo. How you doing, Elisa?
Hey.
I like that top.
Thank you. Today is Friday the 13th yet again.
How many Friday the 13th did you say this year has? Three, right?
Three.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like
they're all in February and March.
No, I don't think so. But it just seems like we just had one not too long ago.
Well, I've had a Friday the 13th week or two between internet problems and everything else. But today is the first day.
Knock on wood.
Well, and the irony is that today is Friday the 13th. And if anything, something's supposed to go wrong today. And everything's working properly. How do you like that? And also,
keep your fingers crossed.
I'm keeping my fingers crossed, and I am also the decaffeinated version of Carl Lenore.
Really? So Does that mean you're going to be calm today?
Yeah. I feel really mellow. I feel like...
You do seem mellow today.
No, right? I'm not all amped up. I know. This is great.
Okay, so I got my Fitbit from Alex the other day. Not yesterday, the day before. And so I wore it yesterday, and I had over 15,000 steps.
So anyway, changing the subject, Alex, I hate you. You got in this damn Fitbit. The first day she wore it, she had 15,000 steps. I struggle to get 10,000 every single day.
Okay, I thought this was a cute story. So there's a house for sale in Indonesia, and it comes with a pond, a backyard, and a wife.
and she's not that bad looking. I'm surprised.
No,
you know?
She's cute.
Yeah. So this woman has a really interesting way of selling her house, but yet being allowed to live in it forever. And that is you buy the house and you marry her.
The house is for sale for $76,500. And buyers who don't negotiate the price will have the opportunity to marry her.
Who don't negotiate the price?
Yes.
That's something. But you got to know something. This is really interesting. You got to know a little bit more about her, right? I mean, she could be psycho.
Well, I don't know. But if someone just wants the house, they can just buy the house as well.
And
they don't have to have
her.
But if they want.
But look at the publicity she's getting. Even if they negotiate. So she could have priced it a little high and is willing to settle for less and not have to marry the person, but look at the publicity she's getting.
According to some of the comments on here, there's like 257 comments, and they were all fairly positive. People were saying, that's a great deal. And
you're easy on the eyes.
Yeah, stuff like that. So I thought that was cute.
Yeah, very cool.
Okay, so you wanted to talk about Planet Fitness yet again.
I posted this on Facebook the other day, and I was surprised at how many people actually have what I think is really the wrong opinion about this. And this is not a partisan issue. This isn't about kindness. This is really very, very easy to figure out. So a woman recently at Planet Fitness, I want to say it was in Kansas. Maybe I'm wrong, but I'll find out in a second. But anyway, a woman at Planet Fitness complained to management because there was a pre-op transvestite in the woman's locker room. I had the story open, and I don't know where it went. I'm sorry about that. But I remember it from heart because we talked about it the other day. And so the woman went and complained to management that there was a person in the locker room with a penis. Okay? Let's be clear about something. And she felt uncomfortable being in the locker room. Well, Planet Fitness is taking this judgment-free zone so far that now they're being ultra stupid. So they canceled her membership for judging the other person.
They told her, they told the woman that he was allowed in there because that's the sex he wants to be.
Right.
So if someone came, in and said, I want to be a man. I mean, it just, that no, just I mean, doesn't
I mean,
make
like
sense.
If I was a single guy, I could go into Planet Fitness and say, you know what? I'm thinking about a sex change operation. I'm acting as a woman this week. I'd like to be able to change in the women's locker room. They would go, sure, it's okay. That's cool. You want to be a woman this week. That's fine. It's stupid. So people were all on Facebook and they were saying, well, you know, doctors require when you're a pre-op tranny that you live the full life of a woman to make sure that you're comfortable making this decision before they hack your twigs and your twig and berries off. And I'm all for that, but you're still a man. And what, so here's the basic litmus test.
Well, and evidently she was talking, like she went to the gym Monday through Thursday that week and she was talking to other women in the gym, telling them the story. And I guess the people, at the corporate office got notice of that, and they asked her if she was going to stop talking about the incident, and she said no, she was not, and then that's when they told her she couldn't come back.
Planet Fitness went too far here, and I really think that this woman needs to sue them. And so here's the litmus test. We didn't plan this ahead of time. Let me ask you a question. What is the one definitive thing you can point at that makes a man and a woman?
Genitals.
That's it. That's it. That's the litmus test. If this person has the genitals of a man, I don't care if he's had breast implants, butt implants, is dating Lorenzo Lamas, has beautiful platinum hair, a 14-inch waist. I don't care about any of those things. Walks like a woman, talks like a woman, likes to smoke 101-millimeter cigarettes. I don't care about any of that. The litmus test is he has a penis. He is not a woman. Planet Fitness has gone around the turn with this one. They're getting a lot of publicity, but I'm going to make a prediction. It's going to backfire on them.
This is coming from Planet Fitness. Our gender identity non-discrimination policy states that members and guests may use all gym facilities based on their sincere, self-reported gender identity. In expressing her concerns about the policy, the member in question exhibited behavior that club management deemed inappropriate and disruptive to other members, which is a violation of the membership agreement, and as a result, her membership was canceled.
Now, you know the problem is there's going to be people there who would have spoken up, but they won't now because they don't want to lose their gym membership. They're just going to avoid this other person when they're there. And that's very unfair. And I think that this comes down. I think the ACLU needs to come out on behalf of this woman who was the membership was canceled, not on behalf of the transvestite, because the transvestite is a pre-op transvestite. If that transvestite went to a gynecologist, would a gynecologist see him? Would
No.
a gynecologist put a speculum in his penis and check him and give him a pap smear?
No.
Of course not, because he's a man. Jeez. I mean, Planet Fitness is an example of companies gone crazy. And the weird part is they're catering to a very large portion of this population that and my is part of the reason why we're in the trouble we're in today. So, terrible. That woman should sue. She really should.
Okay, so remember last week we talked about how Madonna fell while she was performing?
Yeah, and let's be clear. If you missed last week's show, she didn't fall. She got yanked down the stairs because her prop failed to release. So mm-hmm. she didn't fall because she's feeble or unstable or, you know, she's, as they want to say, a grandma. She got yanked by the neck down the stairs.
Yeah, and so people were tweeting saying that Madonna fell, just like my grandma falls, and because she is 56 years old.
Right.
Well, the cute little Ariana Grande, the singer that sings Bang Bang, she fell while she was singing this past week.
Yeah, at a Toronto concert, right?
Nobody tweeted.
Yeah.
Nobody tweeted calling her a grandma.
Well, and more importantly, it wasn't because a prop failed. Someone didn't yank her by the neck down the stairs. She fell on her own volition.
With her 5-inch heels
yeah.
that she has on.
Yeah, because she can't walk. Yeah,
boots.
She can't walk in her Lubies. So, you know, cut Madonna some slack. Ariana Grande ought to come out and say, you know what? Props to Madonna for getting yanked down the stairs. My clumsy ass just fell on its own.
Can you say that on the air?
It's my radio show.
Oh, okay. So, Moving on.
Yes.
The new movie Cinderella came out, or is coming out. I'm not sure if it's out yet.
Right.
There's been a lot of hype about it.
Right.
And the cute little girl that's in Downton Abbey is playing Cinderella. Lily James.
What, who does she play in Downton Abbey? Oh, she plays
Rose.
A Rose.
She plays Rose on Downton Abbey.
Yeah, she's cute, yeah.
Interestingly, her dress that they have, I've seen a lot of the commercials, and her waist is very, very small.
In the commercials?
In the dress that she wears.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, in the dress. And there's been some controversy because I heard that she had to put a corset on, and she couldn't eat any solid foods because the corset was so tight. She says that she has a small waist anyway, mm-hmm. but putting the corset on, you know, made it smaller. And she could only.
Are we speculating how small it is in the dress? Is it like 14 inches, you think?
No, it's not that small. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so she said she could only drink liquids while she had the dress on.
Mm-hmm.
So people are saying, they're coming out and saying that as a role model, Cinderella is a role model for little girls, and that's portraying the wrong message, having that dress on with such a small waist.
Well, okay, so this is where parenting actually is supposed to take effect, right?
Mm-hmm.
So let's be clear about something. Cinderella came from an animated cartoon. So they're trying to make humans fit into the context of an animated cartoon. So in order to do that, like, okay, Batman doesn't really have all that muscle. When he takes the suit off, the muscles go with it.
Well, how come nobody complains about Batman
point. So nobody's saying to their son, hey, don't expect to be that muscular. You know, that's a suit. That's a, you know, like, no. And let's write a letter to the you're making Batman look too macho. See, the problem is the feminists take things way too far.
Well, also the feminists are coming out and saying this is bad message. I mean, why can't it just be a fairy tale? Why does it have to be about feminism and about, you know, her marrying the prince, running off with the prince, and life isn't like that.
Right. That's where parenting comes in. That's my point. So parents are supposed to say, you know, this is a fairy tale. It's a story. It's not real. There really aren't little, you know, what are the seven dwarfs? You know, I mean, what about them? Are we going to have the coalition for little people come out and say, we're tired of using dwarfs. We want to see you use regular sized people in Snow White someday? I mean, parents are supposed to explain these things to their kids.
Whatever happened to accountability?
Bingo.
You know?
No, it's not something that we want in the United States anymore.
She said, Lily James, the actress, said that she tried to put, while she was acting, she tried to put a good spin on the whole Cinderella, that she was not a victim and that, you know, she was a strong person and that's why she got through and she was always happy and in a good mood, no matter who treated her poorly, like the stepmother treats her poorly, but she's still in a happy, good mood. And,
right.
And so she's trying to portray that she's a strong woman anyway.
Right. But society won't be happy until they do a version of Cinderella where Cinderella is 320 pounds. Then they'll be happy. They'll want Melissa McCarthy to play Cinderella. And then they'll be like, that's fair now. This is so stupid that I can't even believe the things that people waste their time on about this girl's waist being too small. How about Angelina Jolie? Somebody forced her to eat a friggin' hamburger. How about that one? Her leg, the top of her leg is actually smaller than the bottom of her leg. Is anybody afraid for her? And she really is like that. She's not wearing a corset. I mean.
Well, there are women, we've talked about this before, in the fitness industry, there are women who wear corsets to make their waist smaller.
Yeah. Yeah.
We've talked about that.
Yeah, it squeezes their organs together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think we need to take a break, right?
Yeah, we can take a break now. Actually, it's a good idea. Look, Elisa could do this show by herself. She doesn't even need me anymore. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with lots more stories. This is Decaffeinated Carl. Hey, look, I got revved up that last
second. I've got my green tea.
All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freak Maker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Frotalin, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, prealkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freak Maker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores, and 1.5 grams of Crealkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freak Maker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now, you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
It started.
Welcome back.
Carl, I'm not used to you being this calm.
I got to tell you something. I'm actually thinking about starting a Facebook page. So why'd you make that face?
Go ahead.
Because I'm not that calm all of a sudden?
No, go ahead.
No, because I've gotten several emails and Facebook messages from people who've said, you know, since I talked about my gut problems and cutting out coffee, how my gut felt better. And they've done the same thing. And they've said, like, just within 2 weeks of cutting out coffee, their stomach problems have gone away. And I suspect that it's all this boutique coffee that's at the root of people developing GERD. And you don't need Nexium. You don't need pills. You just need to cut the coffee out. I don't know if it's the coffee has mold in it or it could be because it's not organic and it's got glyphosate on it. But coffee is, I have a strange suspicion that coffee is at the root of most people's digestive issues.
And it's not the food additives, the show you had this week.
I'm sure it's that too. But here's the thing. Most people, I'm willing to bet, drink coffee on an empty stomach first thing in the morning.
Well, what about all the gar gums and xanthan gums?
Well, that just perpetuates it right, later out in the day. But I think that the drinking coffee on an empty stomach first thing in the morning, it just destroys the stomach after a while.
That show was on Wednesday. Is that correct? If you guys haven't listened to that show, you should. It was very enlightening.
Yeah, food additives that are linked directly to IBS, colitis, as well as metabolic disorder and insulin resistance and obesity. I mean, these two... So far, now they're going to expand their research to cover more. It's scary. And don't forget, the FDA says it's okay. What did you read the other day? I know that we weren't planning on talking about this, but I want to talk about it if it's okay with you. You were talking to me the other day about Wellbutrin.
Mm-hmm.
There's an article that you were reading to me yesterday about Wellbutrin. Is it in today's show?
No,
okay.
I don't remember.
Well, no. So let's just hoof it for a second.
So it was the generic version of Wellbutrin that the FDA did not approve. They went ahead. I mean, they approved it, but they didn't test it. They went ahead and approved it because it was the 300 milligram.
Instead of the 150 or something?
Well, they had already tested the 150.
Right.
So they figured the 300 milligram Wellbutrin generic versions were okay to go ahead and approve without testing.
Right.
Because they tested the version that was the 150 milligram.
Right. And so this is...
And the 300 milligram ended up not being effective.
Now, this is what the FDA basically did was they said, look, this is safe. So we're just going to rubber stamp this and think it's safe too because it's pretty much the same. This is exactly what they've done with genetically modified foods. Think about it. Well, corn is okay to eat, so genetically modified corn is going to be okay to eat. Now they've had to retract their position and recall the 300 milligram Wellbutrins because they're hurting people. But here's the best part. Since Wellbutrin is given to a population that suffer from some sort of mental challenges, let's say, they just said, well, it's probably because these people are like messed up in the head anyway. They just think it's bad.
Well, the story is here, by the way.
Okay.
The FDA started getting notices from people. There's a group called People's Pharmacy. They're a syndicated radio and newspaper columnist. They started calling the FDA with concerned that they're getting lots of reports about how it's not working, and the FDA just brushed them off. And other people, they just brushed them off, stating that they had faith that the drugs were equivalent and that perhaps the patients who had mental disease were more prone to perceived problems with a change in medication than others.
So basically, oh, grandma, you're crazy. So
it's all in their head.
It's all in your head. And let's remember that word equivalent, because this is a word that the FDA likes to use a lot to make things generally regarded as safe. Oh, this is generally guarded as safe. We can just let this go out to the world. Don't worry about it.
So the FDA, instead of doing their study on their own, they asked the drug maker, the generic drug maker, to do a study.
Right.
And the name of the company was Teva, T-E-V-A. They started a trial, but it was abandoned because of slow patient enrollment. And by then, all this started in 2006. By then, now we're at 2010.
Right.
And it's still going on today.
Right. And so here we are, 2015. No one has actually tested to see if the 300 milligram version of the drug has any negative effects. And people are being people are taking it and being prescribed it. And so this is what I say about the FDA. The FDA doesn't provide protection to people. This is a perfect example of that. There's so many people out there who go, oh, well, that's not FDA approved. I'm not going to take it. Are you stupid? The FDA doesn't do any research on their own. And look at the stuff that they release onto the market that hurts people. I got a good friend of mine who contacted me yesterday. His father's been taking a statin drug for 20 years. His father's a surgeon. He didn't have a heart problem. He didn't have a cholesterol problem. But 20 years ago, they told him that getting on statins would probably be a good thing because it would prevent any problems over time. He has Alzheimer's disease as a result of the statin drug. He's never had, no one in his family has ever had Alzheimer's disease. Now, because he's been on statins for 20 years, he's developing Alzheimer's disease. The pharmaceutical companies and the FDA are the worst group of, they are worse than any sinister regime that has ever cast itself upon society anywhere. They're horrible. They're killing people. They're shortening lives. They're going to continue to do it. And you have to be a fool to just take anything they say blindly. This is a perfect example.
Sorry about that. And what's up with them asking the company to do their own trials?
Yeah, I know. Didn't we learn anything from Merck? Merck did all the research on Vioxx, but they covered it up and they killed 55,000 people. Nobody went to jail. Nobody at the FDA was fired for allowing that to happen. Nothing happened except 55,000 people lost their lives and families lost loved ones. Because the FDA does nothing, folks. The FDA is a false sense of protection. That's all they are. And now I've talked myself through the whole entire segment. I'm sorry about that, Elisa. I didn't mean to hijack the segment. Well, when we come back, we have 11 foods that are good for your joints. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
We were supposed to do that this segment. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
You have a federal student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto
Kena banner ad today.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back.
So,
Calabria. This is Calabria. That song I liked when we were in Mexico, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Sorry about that.
So I have a message to everyone from Brooks Cubic.
Who's he?
He said, he sent this in an email. The Grimmick ebook jumped into the Amazon top 10 in its category in less than 24 hours after going live during Physical Culture Radio. That's the power of the Superhuman Radio bump. Please tell the listeners thank you for me.
Yeah.
Love, Brooks. No, he didn't say love.
Hugs and kisses, Brooks.
XOXO, Brooks.
That's amazing.
And good next you're going to see Brooks in the women's locker room.
Yeah, there you go. Because he wants to experiment to see what it feels like to be a woman for a week.
Okay. Just a message from Brooks.
Thank you, Brooks. Thank you.
Okay, so 11 joint-friendly foods.
Foods.
Did you know that 30% of adults over 18 have experienced joint pain in the past month? 30% of adults over 18.
Well, it's safe to say that they probably have some sort of inflammatory process gone awry in their body if they feel that. Because I don't imagine that 30% of adults over 18 are elite athletes where they're pounding their body to that extent. So I would imagine that these are made up of the obesogenic individuals out there whose bodies are inflammatory factories.
So these suggestions that we're about ready to talk about were given to this news outlet by rheumatologists.
Okay.
Okay.
Which we have one. You know, the Arthritis Foundation is in this building.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Remind me to take you and let you look at some of the people that work there sometimes.
Okay, so it's interesting because of their choices, and we'll talk about that as we go through. So the first one is berries.
Yeah, anthocyanins and antioxidant compounds that are found in berries are anti-inflammatory. Interesting that most of what they talk about is about being anti-inflammatory.
Yes, okay. Exactly.
Which we know that intermittent fasting ramps up the anti-inflammatory process. They should have no meals for 12 to 16 hours.
Let's find out why they're getting all this inflammation.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. Yeah, what's the next one?
Nuts. Yeah. The healthy fats and antioxidants.
But not peanuts, folks, because peanuts are not nuts, and they are pro-inflammatory. And one good study done by Dr. Lauren Cordain's group showed that the inflammation caused by peanuts, certain peanut lectins attacks the intima, the thin lining of blood vessels, and is possibly the reason for plaque buildup. So when they say nuts, we're not talking about peanuts. We have to say that.
The antioxidants, and it says that they help the body fight off and repair damage caused by, again, inflammation. So right. Let's find out what's causing the inflammation.
Right, right. Orange vegetables, like carrots. This is because of vitamin A, they say.
And beta carotene.
But it's as beta carotene. It's not and. These vegetables have beta carotene, which does not convert to real vitamin A in many people. More and more scientists are agreeing now that consuming beta carotene as vitamin A is not good. You need vitamin A too.
So how do you get vitamin A then?
Oh, well, you can eat liver. You can eat cod liver oil. You can use cod liver oil. I'm trying to think what else has high amounts of vitamin A. I mean, cod liver oil has a lot of vitamin A in it. Obviously, you could supplement with it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think eggs have some vitamin A in them.
So for those of us who don't like liver, I guess supplementing would be the
best. Yeah,
way
there's
to
other
go.
Foods with vitamin A. I'd have to do a search. They don't come to the top of my head, but you need real vitamin A. If you're getting, you know, 20,000 IUs of beta carotene, that's meaningless. Doesn't mean you're getting 20,000 IUs of vitamin A. So
how much does one need of vitamin A a day?
I take 8,000 IUs a day religiously unless I feel like I'm about to get sick, and I'll take as much as 25 or 30,000 IUs once or twice a day if I think I'm getting sick. But I also use vitamin D. So, I mean, you can't take one without the other, quite frankly. And they both occupy the liver, so...
Dark leafy greens and cruciferous vegetables.
Yeah, we know about those.
Brussels sprouts, kale, bok choy, spinach.
Antioxidants, free, you know, quenching free radicals. So, fatty fish.
Such as salmon.
Yeah.
Just make sure it's wild caught.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Because they are now, aren't they?
Franken salmon. They're genetically modified now.
Genetically modified
Franken
salmon.
Yeah, it's a cross between a salmon and an eel.
Salmon, mackerel, sardines, the healthy omega-3. I'd take a supplement.
Yeah, I would take a supplement, but I got to tell you something else. If you want your omega-3s from fish, but you're afraid, you're worried about mercury, eat sardines. Small fish don't accumulate mercury the way large fish do because they just don't live as long. So if you eat sardines, you're going to have a much, much, much lower mercury load than if you eat salmon or something like that. So if mercury is a concern, go for the smaller fish.
Okay, red apples.
I love apples. I eat 2 to 3 a day now.
Make sure that they're organic because
always.
They are the number one sprayed fruit, according to the EWG Dirty Dozen.
And eat the entire apple like I do. Take the stem off, right? And when you get that traditional apple where you've eaten all around it, eat the bottom and the top. Just don't eat the seed pod. That's all.
Well, that's really difficult to get clean in those little crevices at the top and at the bottom.
Oh, I'm not worried about the dirt. If they're organic.
Okay.
I mean, if that stuff in the top, then that little, I mean, what's in there? It's not really dirt. It's like oxidation or something.
Okay. So according to this, the sweet fruit contains quercetin. Did you say that already?
Yeah, quercetin. No, I haven't. We haven't talked about quercetin yet.
And that too is an antioxidant.
Yeah.
This is a red onion.
I thought this was a pomegranate. When I saw this picture, I was like, oh, pomegranates. And then I scrolled down, it said onion. Or as a friend of ours says, unjun.
Okay, so because of the quercetin in red onions, there was a study published in 2006 that reported that consuming quercetin orally decreased arthritis symptoms in mice.
Yeah. What if all this stuff only works in mice? And mice are getting all these benefits from our breakthroughs, and we're not.
Turmeric.
Interestingly enough, I've never seen whole turmeric before. And I can see why turmeric and ginger share a lot of the same antioxidant qualities and anti-inflammatory qualities. They look almost the same, don't they?
They sure do. So talk about the difference in supplementing turmeric and using turmeric to cook with.
Okay, so if you're using whole turmeric, it's good. There's nothing wrong with it. But if you're looking for the real magic in turmeric, you have to buy a standardized turmeric that is, it's called C3. C3 was created by Sabinsa. And this is a turmeric that is standardized for the three most important curcumoids that are the reason for its anti-inflammatory benefits.
But if you buy the whole turmeric root, like the picture we're looking at, you get that. It's just not in the powdered version.
No. Even in the powdered version that's made from the whole root, you get it, but it's just not in high concentrations. You have to eat a lot more of it.
Okay.
A lot more of it. Where you could take 1,800 milligrams of the C3 standardized turmeric and see powerful anti-inflammatory effects. You may have to eat, you know, 5, 6, 7 grams of this and still not see those benefits. So
here's one that I really like is basil. I can't wait to plant some basil this summer.
Yeah, and the bees love the flowers on the basil too.
Just make sure if you buy the plant that's already grown, get one that's organic.
Once again, basil is an anti-inflammatory leaf. It's amazing.
Olive oil.
Ah, wait a minute. Olive oil. So people are going to go out and buy extra virgin olive oil and think they're getting real olive oil when it's only 20% olive oil and the rest of it is some other mutt oils that are mixed in with it. If you want real olive oil, I'm sorry to say, you're going to have to buy Papa Vince. I mean, it's fresh, fresh pressed. The fruit is ripe when they press it. It's not old and moldy. I mean, there's nothing like Papa Vince, and it's 100% olive oil and is tested by the Italian government to contain all the things that it says on the label. So don't fool around with your olive oil. Don't go for those cheap brands, you know, the Trader Joe versions. You don't know what you're getting. You just don't.
Well, and it's not really that expensive.
No, Papa Vince?
Mm-hmm.
It's less expensive than the stuff in the stores, and it's organic, too.
It's like $39, isn't it?
Yeah. For is it $39 for two bottles, isn't it? I forget what it is now. I think it's $39 for two bottles. Maybe. You have to go to the website and click the link. Isn't that funny? I forget. And the other one is ginger, my favorite. Once again, a powerful anti-inflammatory. It actually works on the cyclooxygenase pathway, which we know what those are. We've heard about COX-1 and COX-2 inhibitors, right?
Mm-hmm.
COX stands for cyclooxygenase.
So, but let's talk about the things that they don't talk about here, like the bone broth,
collagen, yeah,
glucosamine and chondroitin.
Yeah,
they don't talk about those things on here.
No, but bone broth especially. I mean, glucosamine and chondroitin come in supplement forms, but I mean, I think that it's fair to say that bone broth or gelatin, you know, made from beef or chicken bones, those things right there are powerful in healing the joints and all soft tissue, ligaments and tendons as well.
And then you posted a study on Facebook this past week about skincare and collagen.
Astaxanthin and type 2 collagen supplements taken orally improved the elasticity, made fine lines disappear, and gave women a much more youthful looking skin on their face. So, and the collagen is magic. I mean, the collagen, everybody should be either making bone broth or using some sort of a good collagen product. There's a really good one that Dr. Seeds turned me on to called Great Lakes.
No, that was my cousin Bill that sent us the...
That's who sent it to us?
I thought it was. Oh, well, anyway, you can look at it during the break.
Yeah.
Carl's looking for his phone.
I was like, wait a minute, because I gave somebody the wrong accolades then. But here's what we're going to do anyway. We have to take a break anyway. We've actually gone a minute over. We'll take a quick commercial break. We've got lots more. Elisa wants to talk about an article that claims to show you how to exercise at work without messing up your hair and makeup. And while there is some merit in the discussion, it's kind of funny.
It is kind of funny, and that's why I wanted to talk about it.
Yeah, so stay
tuned.
Not
because of
what?
If you don't mess up your hair and makeup.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing. Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex. It's finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics, Progenidrex.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
You having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me.
He said the B word. That's Jay-Z. He can say it because he's married to Beyonce. Get it? B?
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Welcome back.
So, Carl was right. It was Bill Seeds. Sorry, Bill Seeds.
It's okay.
I got confused because my cousin Bill posted something on that talking about collagen.
Well, when I posted the study about astaxanthin and collagen, mm-hmm. and he said, just take collagen.
Right. Yeah.
All okay. right, so how to exercise at work without messing up your hair and makeup. Now, the thing I got to say before we talk about this is the average person thinks these things are exercise. And I think what they should have said was how to be more active at work.
Instead of sitting at your desk all day long.
Yeah, and not call it exercise.
This is not in addition to going to the gym and training.
No, this is in addition to going to the gym and training. This is in addition.
I mean, this is in addition to going to the gym and training.
This is not exercise.
This is not exercise, yes.
Okay, okay. So the first one I think is really funny, and I actually challenged Elisa on this one because it says the desk chair swivel. You sit at your desk, hold your desk with your right and left hand, and then you use your hands to swivel you to the left and to the right. And I said to Elisa, what are you working when you do that? And she said, your obliques. I said, no, because in order to use your obliques, you can't be powering the torsion with your hands.
So you have to do it without any hands.
With your feet on the ground. Yeah. If you just do your feet on the ground and do this like this and this, now you're using your obliques.
Yes, I can feel the difference.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I have to even teach these people what they're doing.
Take the stairs, which everybody knows yes. that.
Especially if you work in a high rise and you are on the 36th floor, you should take the stairs to and from.
the coffee break kickback.
So they have a woman standing in front of the coffee carafes, and she's sipping her coffee while she's kicking back with her left leg.
Doing a glute kickback.
Yeah.
She's not really going very far. She has a dress on.
No, yeah, you can't do it too far, or the guys in accounting will get a glimpse of your thong. So you have to be very, very gentle when you do it. She's got nice calves, actually. Look at that. Look at the inside of the other leg.
I actually do this when I'm brushing my teeth.
So funny. So Elisa's brushing her teeth, and what she'll do is she'll lean over, put her elbows on the sink, and then kick her leg all the way back up above.
One
her
elbow,
back.
Because I'm brushing my teeth with.
No,
the
you
other
do
hand.
Them with both. I thought
no,
you can't do them with both. You're so funny. One of them. Oh, okay. You mean you can't fly? This one I actually do.
The squat and sit, where she's just standing and squatting down to her chair.
Yeah. I used to do these during commercial breaks. I need to start doing them again.
The laptop bicep curl.
Yeah, so she's got her laptop in her hand, and she's curling it.
Why not just, if you're at the office, take some dumbbells there with you and have them there all the time and use them on your break.
Yeah, there you go.
Like look, power blocks.
And if you can't find dumbbells easily, they're just called senior management. You just go... Just go find someone in senior management. They're actually dumbbells.
Because now laptops are not that heavy.
Yours isn't, my God.
Mine's very light.
There are phones almost as big as your laptop.
Mm-hmm.
I see people carrying phones around now that actually look like tablets, and they got them to their ear and they're talking. I'm like, oh my God, that's a tablet. What are they doing? Phones are getting bigger. Okay, what's the next one?
Waiting for the printer push-up.
So it's a, I guess I would call it an inclined push-up. Right? Lean against the desk surface, the edge of a desk surface, and do a push-up. That's a good idea.
Yeah. I mean, all of this is just to keep yourself active throughout the day. You remember the study you talked about where you go to the gym and then you sit all day long.
Yeah, it's, like me.
It's
not good.
Counterproductive.
Yeah.
It's counterproductive. So this just keeps you active.
There you go.
Go out for a walk if it's a nice day.
Yeah. Oh, I just had a thought. Just to talk about Lucy, the movie, for just a second.
Yes.
Do you remember when she's on the internet and she's like browsing stuff and pages are popping up at a feverishly fast pace and like one website's open, the next one, you remember that?
Yes.
She clearly didn't have Time Warner Cable serving her cable internet because you cannot get any pages to open that fast if you're a customer of Time Warner Cable. Just wanted to mention that. Oh, sorry about that.
Okay, so just a few minutes ago, we talked about olive oil and how there's not a lot of real olive oil out there.
Right.
So now let's talk about honey.
Yeah, and this has actually been something that's been around. This story has been around before.
And the Con posted this on your Facebook page
right.
This week.
Yeah, but no, I mean, this has been for a couple of years ago. I started hearing rumors about honey that was coming from places like Pakistan.
China.
China. They were using glycerin and corn syrup and mixing it with the honey to make it cheaper. Basically.
And they're also taking the pollen, which is what you want in the honey. They're taking it out.
Ultra filtering it. So this group here actually tested honey from a variety of major chains. And by the way, you know that honey that the kids love? The Winnie the Pooh bottle, the little Pooh Bear bottle.
It's not real
honey.
The
worst honey you can buy.
100% of the Winnie the Pooh.
In Walmart stores.
Was ultra filtered. And had all the pollen removed
right.
from it.
100% of the honey from individual packets from KFC and McDonald's also had all their pollen removed. Oh,
surprise me.
I mean, really? I didn't even think that was real honey. I thought that was like corn syrup.
I didn't know they had honey. 77% of the honey from big box stores like Sam's Club, Costco, and Target had no pollen.
But, by the way, Trader Joe's was the only one that they tested that the honey there was not ultra filtered because Trader Joe's sources their honey from local places close to the stores.
Also, Walgreens and CVS pharmacies, 100% of the honey from drugstores, 100% were ultra filtered.
Yeah. And but what they did have in them was trace amounts of Valium, Prozac, and drugs like that.
No, they did not. No, but it was not just Trader Joe's. It said natural food stores.
All of them, like even Whole Foods?
It didn't specifically say Whole Foods.
It says testing showed that honey from co-ops, farmers markets, and stores like Trader Joe's had the full amount of original pollen. So I don't know what stores like Trader Joe's. I mean, you would think that he would have said Whole Foods as well if they were one of them. So I would stick with locally sourced honey from farmers markets and co-ops and Trader Joe's and keep that as the short list where to buy your honey.
The European Union changed the labeling regulations and required honey containers that had pollen added as an ingredient, even though some honey farmers objected to that. So they actually list pollen on their honey in the European countries, I guess.
So it has to have it there, in other words, right?
If they want to say that it has pollen in it.
Yeah, yeah. Interesting enough, 1 ounce of raw honey has 20 vitamins, 18 amino acids, 16 minerals, lots of antioxidants and phytonutrients. As well as significant amounts of B2, B3, B5, B6, vitamin C, magnesium, potassium, calcium, sodium chloride, sulfur, and phosphate. And thanks to Monsanto, glyphosate.
Pesticides.
Yeah, you're finding glyphosate in honey now, too.
So how do you know you have to buy organic?
I'm waiting for somebody to come out with a in-home glyphosate test. That would make billions of dollars. Because you could test everything in your house then. And just know, you know, without waiting to wonder who's going to discover, EWG or somebody, that this has glyphosate in it. Because glyphosate is really destroying us. It's destroying the gut microbiome, and that's leading to a lot of problems.
Well, and it's getting harder and harder to
keep it out of your life.
Yes, to keep that out of your life.
Okay, so think about it. Inorganic sugar, right, conventionally grown sugar, they spray the sugar cane with glyphosate.
Right before they
And then they burn it.
It
the night before, so it's making these metabolites that are causing people's kidneys to fail.
Why do they do that?
Because they want to get the leaves off of the stalk. It's easier to cut. The guys don't cut their hands off as much. But the point is, don't you think some of the residual metabolites that are killing the farmers who handle the sugar cane, don't you think some of those residual metabolites are in the sugar that you're eating at home?
Well, of course, and I just read an article not too long ago that all sugar is now genetically modified.
Well, sugar beets. So they usually get, if it's not organic sugar, don't buy it. If it's a product that has regular sugar in it, don't buy it. You got to stay with organic sugar. There's lots of good organic sugars out there from coconut. Mm-hmm. From other plant sources.
We buy an organic sugar, coconut sugar from Trader Joe's that's really good.
It's got an almost malty flavor to it on top of everything else.
I don't use it very often, but it is good.
Yeah. It's very good.
I prefer honey, but I'm questioning that now.
Well, and so we just bought raw honey from a local source, bottled in a barn here in
Kentucky.
But who knows what these poor bees are picking up and putting in the honey now?
We're going to have to make sure it's organic.
Yeah. How do you make sure honey is organic? The bees, they go and they forage.
I know.
What are you going to say to them? Now, look, stay away from these five plants here and stay away from that farmer over there. He sprays a lot of stuff. Okay, boss, I'll be back in an hour.
Did you look at the video that Linda Shafrick put on your wall about Old MacDonald?
No, I didn't look at it. I saw the video, but I didn't watch
it. And she said that it made her emotional because of the impact that all of this is going to have on the next generation. And it's so true. It was a video of children standing there singing the song Old MacDonald Had a Farm, you know, E-I-E-I-O. And so they're singing and then they're you know, bringing out these fake cows and then they start talking about genetically modified, and they're talking about antibiotics. It shows them injecting
in the Old MacDonald song.
Yeah, these kids are. It's like a play. These kids are acting it out on stage, and they're injecting the cows with hormones and I guess antibiotics.
Right.
And then it shows them spraying like glyphosate, and it's like the new
Old MacDonald. Yeah, the new song. It's going to have to include all these things now.
And then it goes to the old MacDonald. Then it reverts back to it. It was very interesting.
Interesting. Yeah, I haven't watched it. I know she put it on my wall, and I had a feeling that that's what it was. But it is sad. I mean, it's possible that future generations won't know what bumblebees are or monarch butterflies. That's scary.
Antibiotics, not antibiotics, however yeah, I just said it.
No, you know, it's pronounced a lot of ways. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Casual Friday.
One-two punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workout the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freak Maker Build from AAEFX is a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Frotalin, Whey Isolate, Whey Concentrate, Milk Isolate, Casein and Egg, quality protein sources with Carbolin, Prealkaline and medium-chain triglycerides, a 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freak Maker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing Carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Prealkaline Alkaline pH buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freak Maker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at Wise Choice Medicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com. Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now, you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And the single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. I love oatmeal.
Do you?
I really do. My favorite meal that I could eat every meal for five meals a day is six eggs, three slices of Jarlsberg cheese, low-fat cheese put in there, flip it over and make like an omelet out of that, and a bowl of oatmeal with cinnamon and honey. That is the most satisfying meal I eat every single day.
But I said you can't eat that every meal because you need some
greens and stuff like that. I don't necessarily agree with that because our ancestors went for periods of time without anything that they could eat that was green, especially in winter. So they didn't have Kroger's and they survived. So anyway, okay. So one of the things that I love about oatmeal is it's kind of like a clean slate. You could add flavors to it. You could do anything you want with it, quite frankly.
I found some recipes here for different flavors, if you will, of oatmeal that are worth talking about just because there's some that are different that I would have never thought about doing. Like, who would have thought of adding a sweet potato to your oatmeal?
That sounds so good.
I know that's a lot of carbs, but if you just do, like, say, 3 ounces of a sweet potato and add some cinnamon to it, that would be really good.
To like a serving, a half cup of oatmeal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, that sounds so good to me, especially with a couple crushed up nuts.
Crunchy baked oatmeal with caramelized strawberries. And that has coconut, some coconut oil, a few walnuts in it. That sounds really good.
So you bake it off in the oven the way you make the trail mix, I guess, mm-hmm. It looks like. But you bake it in a cup, so it stays in the cup. That's interesting.
Breakfast quinoa. I guess it's got some quinoa with the oatmeal.
Yeah. I mean, that's not that exciting.
Apple cinnamon baked oatmeal.
We do that now.
Yes.
We do that
this
now.
One sounds really good. It's black cherries and walnut baked oatmeal. You bake it off in the oven.
But you bake it in a almost like a, you would a brownie tray, you know, a square Pyrex dish. You see how they baked it off in the dish?
Yes.
It looks like you're making brownies with it. That's pretty cool.
I was looking for what the ingredients are. It's got chopped walnuts, some chopped cherries, some cream, some vanilla. Just think if you had fresh cream from the farmer that you get sometimes.
Now, here's an idea. Use your oatmeal as a bed to place things on. They have a savory sriracha oatmeal with an egg and sriracha sauce mixed in with the oatmeal. Because think about it. You can use oatmeal like you do mashed potatoes.
Exactly.
Or rice, for that matter.
Mm-hmm. That looks really good with the egg on top of it.
I want to try that. That looks so good.
There was another one here that was oatmeal with ricotta cheese and sautéed onions.
That sounds really good because I love ricotta cheese.
There's oatmeal with coconut.
Carrot cake oatmeal.
Coconut with kimchi and a fried egg on top.
That sounds good.
Here it is. Oatmeal with caramelized onion and ricotta. That sounds really good.
Yeah.
So, gosh, just get creative with it, you know?
That oatmeal with kimchi and a fried egg on top reminds me of that Korean dish. What is it? Bim bam bip or something like that? Bim bang boom. Remember we
yes.
used to go with Howard to get that? Boom bim bam. It's like when you remember the first time he ordered it, it was like I was I thought he was joking. I'm going to have Bim Bam Boom. I was like, yeah, okay. Yeah, that's funny. Okay. What's next?
Okay, so again, we were talking about the show that you did this week about gut problems and foods that are causing colitis and irritable bowel syndrome. And I just wanted to revisit polysorbate 80.
Yeah, because it's in a lot of stuff. But you know what the saddest part is? And I thought about my sister when I read that. They use it in feeding tube diets.
Really?
Parenteral, I forget how they pronounce that. But when they feed you through a feeding tube, either through your nose or directly into your gut, those mixtures. Remember how I told you when I read this stuff? It was corn syrup and soy protein. And I guess there's polysorbate 80 in there too. They use that. So these poor sick people, they're withering away. Think about this for a second. You're withering away. You got one chance of life. And they got to put a feeding tube in you to survive. And they put a feeding tube in you. And instead of giving you food that that is going to help you become stronger and thrive, they're feeding you poison on top of it. Corn syrup. God knows what else is in the corn syrup. Genetically modified corn, glyphosate, soy protein. The worst protein you can buy is soy protein. It's garbage. The body, the human digestive system doesn't even like it. And then on top of that, they're putting things like polysorbate 80 in there, which causes things like IBS and colitis.
So polysorbate 80 is an emulsifier. That's why it's used in foods. So this is an example of polysorbate 80. Do you remember the story we talked about last year when someone had ice cream from Walmart?
Yes.
And it was not melting.
It wouldn't melt. They put it on a barbecue grill and it didn't melt.
It would not melt.
Yeah.
It was because of the polysorbate 80.
So it's predominant. So think about this. That ice cream is predominantly polysorbate 80 because it did not melt.
It's used in used to make the ice cream smoother and easier to handle, as well as increasing its resistance to melting.
The cheap ice creams are probably all polysorbate 80.
Probably so. There are ice creams out there that you can get. There was one that I bought when we
Turkey
were entertaining.
We had to buy vanilla ice cream for like a dessert
birthday party.
A dessert that we were serving. So Elisa looked and she came home. She was so excited. She goes, "You're not going to believe this. I found this ice cream. It has three ingredients in it. It's made by Turkey Hill. I remember the name.
And I got it at Kroger.
Yeah.
I had to search for a while, but I found it and it had like sugar, vanilla,
and
cream. And
yeah.
That was it.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it.
Now, if it would have had organic sugar, it would have been even better, but still.
I think it was organic.
Was it?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe you're right. Because I know that you strive, everything we eat in the house is organic.
I strive to buy organic
every step of the way. Yeah.
And then also keep in mind that they put polysorbate 80 as a surfactant in soaps and cosmetics or as a stabilizer, like in things such as mouthwash.
Mm, right next to the triclosan.
And also, the cosmetic grade of polysorbate 80 may have more impurities than the food grade. So just be careful. I mean, you have to make sure it's not in anything.
Yeah, this is sad. And again, we were talking about the FDA and the Wellbutrin nonsense. This is the FDA's finest hour when they allow these manufacturers to put crap that hasn't really been tested properly. I was looking at the research that's been done on polysorbate 80. Rats were given it for 6 weeks, 8 weeks. They didn't die, so it's okay.
It's considered generally regarded as safe.
Yeah, GRAS, grass.
But some of the side effects of it are Crohn's disease, lowered body weight of offspring, decreased fertility. And then you were talking about the gut issues that people have from eating too much of it.
Yeah, Crohn's, they tell you if you have Crohn's disease, you probably shouldn't eat it. Well, guess what? If you have Crohn's disease, you've probably been eating too much of it. And drinking too much Starbucks coffee on top of it. So,
Speaking of Starbucks coffee, Khan posted a picture of.
I think it
was of Starbucks, and it said people won't hesitate to go.
No. It said people complain about buying free range eggs for $5 a dozen, but they'll spend $5 on a coffee.
Starbucks coffee.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, and I said, it's all about priorities, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I know. And they look, you can buy one dozen of free-range eggs for $5, organic free-range eggs, $5, and that may last you a week.
Ours are $4 from our farmer.
Well, and we eat a lot of eggs, so that's not fair. But even at that, I mean, that $5, that $4 covers me for 2 days. You buying a Starbucks coffee every day for $5, every day. So is this no comparison? And people are just stupid. It's all about priorities. We have friends that they'll go out and they'll drop $80 on wine with dinner, but they won't buy organic anything. Right? It's stupid. And these are people who just don't place any value in this message.
So now I'm thinking about wine. So grapes need to be organic. But when you drink wine, it's not organic.
No.
So you're getting the residual.
You know what? We need to ask your cousin Bill, because he's a consultant to the Napa Valley wineries, if those are highly, heavily sprayed crops.
Yes, we do.
We better ask him that. That's a really good, that's a good point. We're going to go ahead and take a break. In the meantime, I'm going to pop this bottle of pesticide-laden wine. Wine.
Carl has said we need to do a show one day when we're having
drunk
wine. You know, like Kathy Lee and Hoda do on the Today Show. They always have wine with them.
I'd love to do a show and drink during the show and then listen to it and hear how we change as we progressively get drunker and drunker. That would be kind of fun, actually. All right, let's do this. We'll be right back.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get 2 bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts, take a shot of Keto Cana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Cana banner ad today.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freakmaker Build from AAEFX is a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines frodolin, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, prealkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers
offers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cre-alkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freak Maker Bill today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Rammstein. This is great. Ready for it? Wait for it. Wait for it.
Is this what you call headbanging music?
Yeah, I was just going to say, Elisa's headbanging right now. You were. Yeah, welcome back. That's Rammstein. I like them. They're a German group. Welcome back to international radio, where we play music from all different cultures.
Okay, so let's talk about living to 100.
I like that idea.
You know, one of the things, then this is not in this article, but one of the things I think is important for everyone, if they want to live longer, is to stay away from hospitals mm-hmm. and stay away from nursing homes
yeah.
and like assisted living homes. Because I was reading a study the other day about the air quality in nursing homes and how so many of the residents in these homes have issues
lung
with their lungs because of the quality of the air.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's just everything in there is amplified because of all the disease.
And trust me, when you get old, you don't lose your sense of smell. Nursing homes smell terrible. I mean, they're just disgusting.
My stepfather's sister was in the nursing home, and we went to visit her several times. And she's in her 90s. And she has, you know, she has some issues, but nothing really terrible.
No.
She has a sore on her leg that she got while she was
there. In the nursing home.
And it won't go away.
Oh, listen. I don't want to mention her name, but we have a listener whose mom went into the hospital and came out with shingles. Never had shingles before. Now, you want to stay away from hospitals as much as possible, unless it's like life-threatening. You know,
yes.
You're having a heart attack. Okay, you got to go.
Exactly. So. Okay, so number one, increase your glutathione levels.
You can do that a lot of ways. They talk about N-acetylcysteine.
And turmeric.
And turmeric.
Boost glutathione.
But hey, Live On Labs has a glutathione supplement. Just take one of those a day and you're done. And also, whey protein increases glutathione through the liver. And also, exercise increases glutathione.
I've also read I read a study that the glutathione will help to, you know, the as you age, you get dark spots on your skin.
Yeah.
Glutathione helps to naturally
Remove those. Yeah, because those age spots, we've talked about it, those are advanced glycation end products on the outside of the body.
And I also, the hydroquinone that you get is not good for you. If you like get bleaching creams and stuff like that, that hydroquinone is supposed to be really bad for
you.
So anyway, increase your glutathione levels, manage stress.
Mm, I'm eating.
Carl is eating some
trail mix.
It's got cranberry and cashews and almonds in it.
Elisa makes the best trail mix. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm so hungry. I trained so hard today. I'm starving.
Chronic stress actually shortens your telomere lengths.
Yeah.
So, and interestingly enough, don't you think that people manage stress differently. Some people can handle different loads of stress.
Yeah, absolutely. So know how much you can handle also. I mean, it's not about, oh, I got to learn how to manage my stress. Maybe you need to de-stress your life. Look at the things that cause the most stress. Do you really need them in your life? That's the question you need to ask.
Okay.
I'm going to eat this last handful and I'll be done, okay?
Okay, so they call this burst training. As Carl is loading.
I got so angry. I was like, that's high intensity interval training. Burst training.
Intermittent fasting.
Yep.
And this is something that we've been talking about for a while. Eating a variety of different types of plant foods.
Mm-hmm. Very important. This one, Elisa goes, when she read this, she goes, ha ha ha, drink tea.
Drink tea.
Elisa drinks at least three large. I mean, the equivalent of probably 4, 8, 12, I would say at least 12 ounces of green tea three times a day.
It says to drink green tea because there's a much higher percentage of polyphenols, but please make sure that it's organic.
Yeah, you got to. Because you're just drinking. I mean, you're just concentrating it in a glass and drinking it then.
Mm-hmm. Healthy fats. And, of course, sleep.
And then I said to her, that's it. And the reality is exercise.
Well, that would be the high intensity training.
Yeah, but I mean any kind. Okay, so you're right. I take that back. But where's sex? We know that people who are sexually active live longer. It's not because they're living longer because they're sexually active. People don't realize how important the messages, the signals that are sent to your body when you're still sexually active. You need to be having sex a couple, three times a week. If you're married, if you have a girlfriend, if you're not in a relationship, then self-love. But you need to do it. It's very, very important. It's not enough. You know, we're so morally
repressed,
pent up and repressed in this country. You know, we were watching a movie with my daughter the other night, and there was a sex scene. You know, she's going to be 18. And I looked at her and I said, oh, Sid, you can't watch this. You can watch the part where the guy blows the other guy's brains out, but you can't watch them making love. And that really is the attitude in the United States. You'll let your kids go to a horror movie where people get macheted up and put in plastic bags. But as soon as somebody takes their pants off or their top down, oh, cover their eyes. We're really messed up in that way. They're not that way in Europe. I'll tell you that right now.
Well, and plus all this hoopla about Cinderella, which is a fairy tale. Why isn't there that much when all these movies are out about people killing each other?
Yeah, and yeah.
It makes no sense to me.
No, we're a country that was molded by violence, quite frankly. But sex, you should be having sex as much as possible. If you don't like sex, find out why and fix the problem. It will help you live longer. I guarantee it. Okay, sorry about that.
So, and then back to the intermittent fasting. I know when you did the show about Alzheimer's disease, the doctor talked about just fasting 12 hours. That was one of the prescriptions for the patients to do.
But it was a very specific organization of the fast. The fast was you had to be done eating 3 hours before you went to bed.
So if you go to bed at 10 o'clock, you have to be done by 7.
Right. If you go to and if you go to bed at 9 o'clock, you have to be done by 6. I mean, this is very simple, and then you have your first meal 12 hours later.
Do you have to have your meal? Can you fast longer than 12 hours?
Obviously, you can fast longer than 16. Seems to be a very, very good fasting period. So, yeah, absolutely.
I'm reading this article about calorie restriction,
mm-hmm.
and as early as 1945, there was clinical research that showed that mice lived up to 20% longer, had a 20% longer life than, because they were fast, they made them fast.
How often did they make them fast?
They don't say.
We talked
restricting calories.
Dr. David McCarty from a hospital in Mexico many years ago, and he showed that every other day fasting was more effective than calorie restriction.
So the show that you did on the every other day diet?
That was a variation of that research.
So according to that author, You ate anything you wanted.
One day, and the next day you stayed under 600 calories. They consider that a fast. But I say don't eat anything. And I love the, is this where they talked about fasting? It turns up the garbage disposal of the body. And
yes, yes.
So, you know, one of the things I've strived to do on this show is use words that maybe people don't know. I didn't know them at one point because I want to elevate the intelligence of the audience. And I love it when these companies, these articles dumb things down. Fasting turns up the garbage disposal. Why not say fasting induces autophagy, a phenomenon where the body rids itself of metabolic waste. You read the article, you go, oh, wow, I learned a new word. I think I'll use it now. I try to enrich the audience and make them smarter. Don't dumb down the article.
Well, here's what it says. During the fasting period, you activate the garbage disposal mechanisms, the neurotrophic factor mechanisms, the mechanisms that suppress inflammation. When you do eat, when you catch your prey, your cells are ready to grow and function better. We think cycles of mild stress and recovery, which is kind of what the evolutionary situation was, might be better for health than a more constant intake of calories.
And I've said those exact words on this show for years, but I said it's a more ancestral meal frequency pattern, how often we eat, so that there's periods of time for 12 to 16 hours where you don't eat. But I still say they should have used the word autophagy and taught their audience a new word and said, here's what it means. So that when that person talks to somebody else, they'll sound more intelligent. More importantly, when they talk to a doctor and they say, well, fasting turns on my garbage disposal, doc. And he's going to go, yeah, right, dimwit. You know, you're too simple to know the real word. We have to take a break already, don't we?
Okay.
I didn't realize we were going this long. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more. What are we going to do next? We have so many. I like the 8 things and 10 things and.
When we come back, we'll talk about something new.
Okay. Right. We'll let you pick during the break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex. It's finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training, won't disrupt endocrine function, and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex. For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMALD.com
vital-d.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back.
This is a slow one.
Well, it actually ramps up, but it's going to take too long to get going. All right, so you want to talk about hydroquinones, right?
Hydroquinones. Is that how I
yeah, that's how you say it. Yeah.
Hydroquinones. The FDA warns that the skin bleaching chemical can cause a skin disease called ochronosis.
Yeah. What is ochronosis?
It's a disfiguring and irreversible black-blue lesions on exposed skin. And the reason why I wanted to mention this, because I know a lot of women, as they get older, use hydroquinones to bleach out their skin.
Because they start getting like dark spots.
Because they get
freckling.
The dark spots. And that's what I was talking about earlier, is the glutathione naturally will remove those dark spots.
I wonder if you could put the Livon Labs glutathione directly on.
I'm going to try that. I have one or two that I want to try it on.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Also, the skin lighteners, if you get some that are imported, and we've talked about this before, they have mercury in them.
Mm.
So you have to be careful
where you get them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. You want to talk about KFC and
Kentucky
McDonald's?
Kentucky Fried Chicken. Well, evidently McDonald's has announced that they're going to they're not going to buy any meat any longer that has antibiotics in it.
Okay, so chicken. I was under the impression that it was illegal to use antibiotics and hormones in chickens already.
It says here that McDonald's will phase out chicken raised with antibiotics that are imported to human health over 2 years. So it's going to take them 2 years to get the chicken out.
Yeah, I love that.
To get the chicken with antibiotics. But I guess under pressure from restaurant chains such as Chipotle and Panera, who boast antibiotic-free meats and other high-quality ingredients, McDonald's is trying to follow suit. I've actually saw somewhere, I don't know where I saw this, that they're going to be serving kale in the near future.
I think that's funny.
Probably not organic, but
along with your 19 ingredient French fries, enjoy some of this 36 ingredient kale.
Well, so evidently they are trying to pressure, I guess, the likes of KFC and Chick-fil-A to follow suit. And KFC has not said that they're going to do this.
Why are they trying to pressure them? I mean, it would be in their best interest if they don't switch, because more people will go to KFC to get the antibiotic-free chicken. I don't buy that they're trying to pressure them. I think they're just trying to say, hey, look, we're better than them.
Well, and also, too, chains such as Costco said that they're going to eliminate the sale of chicken and meat raised with human antibiotics.
Yeah.
So why do they... So is it the antibiotics that they inject into them?
No, they feed them antibiotics to keep them alive and keep them from getting diseases. Plus, also, the antibiotics make them fatter and bigger faster. They put on weight faster. They give them subclinical doses of antibiotics in their feed, along with the ractopamine and the albuterol. And it's, you know, these poor chickens. I wonder what chickens... I mean, they must be like whacked out in their head the whole time they're on the planet from all these drugs they're giving them. If they found out that LSD made chickens bigger, faster, they'd give them LSD.
And then everybody would be eating chicken.
Yeah, we'd be eating LSD, right.
So evidently it says here that the U.S. Department of Agriculture has three classifications for poultry. A, B, and C.
Okay, so and A is, do they have what A is? A is the highest quality?
Well, they don't have a high quality designation for chicken. Poultry that is rated A is what's typically found at retail, while poultry that's rated B and C is used in a further processed type product where the meat is cut up, chopped,
so
or ground.
Yeah, it's not a quality that you could sell a whole chicken in. It's like a bad-looking chicken is what it is.
So we hadn't had...
There's actually a D that they don't talk about, and that is chicken that died on its own.
Well, and
they just found it laying there dead. They're like, hey, process that.
What about all the bleach that they use to clean the chickens with?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
And God knows what else they put on them.
And evidently Tyson is who provides KFC their chickens.
Yeah, Tyson's got the worst chicken in the
They've
world.
They've got the worst reputation.
Yeah.
And then you read all these stories about, well, this guy found a chicken neck or a chicken head or some kind of a...
In his shake.
...object in his...
In his milkshake.
No, it wasn't in the milkshake.
No, I know.
In the fried chicken.
I love the ones when somebody takes a bucket of KFC and there's a battered rat in it. You ever see those? Every year or two... Somebody puts a picture up on Facebook about finding a rat in their KFC. And it's like, and the rat is covered in the batter. And you can see it's a rat by its shape. It's got a tail. There's even batter on the tail. And it's like, rat found in KFC.
Who would eat that crap? I mean, KFC is headquartered here in Kentucky, in Louisville.
You know what? I can't think of the last time I've eaten at a fast food restaurant. Seriously, I'm being sincere. It's never gotten to the point where I have no choice what I'm going to eat. I have no choice. I have to eat at a fast food restaurant because I'll just fast instead.
Or pre-planning. You have to pre-plan when you eat the way
but even,
we do.
But even things go wrong. You know, everything goes wrong. You know, emergencies, you run out the door, you didn't plan, you don't have your food with you, and you're starving. I'd rather fast than eat KFC or McDonald's or Wendy's.
Oh, I would too. I would too. So what I did want to mention, though, is we fixed some chicken from our farmer. The farmer's market isn't open right now because of being so cold and
so
all the snow.
So she met you at a delivery location,
so
right?
They met me at a delivery location, and I got our eggs and our bones and our beef and our chicken, and we fixed this chicken. And we haven't had any in a while, and I got some chicken from Whole Foods. This chicken that we got from Susan was so incredibly good.
It's like, it's unbelievable. Every time
it's
we eat
unbelievable
it, every time we
good.
Eat it, we're like, I can't believe how good this chicken tastes. And especially when we ran out for about a month, and so we were buying chicken, as you point out, at Whole Foods. And then you go back to her chicken, you're like, I can't believe how good this chicken
it's,
tastes.
There's just no comparison. It's a huge, huge difference. If you get an opportunity to buy from your local farmer.
And guess what? You buy your bones from your local farmer. So you want to make bone broth?
Just get your bones from
you don't have to save the bones from the food you're cooking. Call your local farmer. They've got bones. She has bones all cut up and ready to go, package everything for bone broth.
Yep.
So exciting.
And if you don't have a farmer, there are companies that sell them online.
Yeah. You're not going to believe this, but we have to take a break.
Again?
Yeah. If we want to stay on clock, we have one more break, and then we have to finish up the show.
Okay.
You're going to have to pick the most important stories that we didn't cover yet.
Okay.
And I have something to read from a listener also.
Oh, yes, okay, we do. So we may want to do that the next, because I have a couple from listeners.
Okay, so maybe we'll do that. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Freakish muscle gains, Freak Maker Build from AAEFX is a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Frodolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, prealkaline and medium-chain triglycerides, a 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freak Maker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of prealkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freak Maker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workout the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Do you have a federal student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. Just a reminder, we will be in Billings, Montana next week, Wednesday through, we come home Monday, and we're doing a live remote from All American Pharmaceutical Headquarters, which
on
is
Friday.
On Main Street in Billings, downtown Billings, on Friday, the 20th, I think that is, right?
Yes, come by and see us.
Yeah, right. Nobody, there's nobody in Billings. None of our listeners are in Billings, Montana.
Stephen Lay said he wanted to drive there, but then he looked at the map and he said it was 7 or 8 hours from, I guess he lives in Washington State.
He's got a Ducati. I says, take the Ducati. You'll do it in 5. He'll be like that movie, Rush.
It took us 3 nights to finish that movie.
We go to sleep on time. I'll say that about us.
Yes. Okay, so... I have a couple listener comments.
And I have one also.
Vince Napoli. Did you know that, probably shouldn't say where he lives. I did 10 by threes for chest yesterday after reading your post. And wow, I'm feeling it today. Great fullness feeling and sore. Love it. Thanks for that post. It sparked some life back into my chest training.
I don't think I posted it. I'm going to have to look and see who posted it. I'll give credit to where credit is due here in a second.
It's the science behind the 10 by 3.
Yeah, and I actually have been doing 10 by 3. So I vary. I do a 10. I do 10 sets of 10, 10 sets of 8, 10 sets of 5, 10 sets of 3, and I rotate those around. In fact, we talked about this with Coach Ed Rusher one day, that, you know, keeping that 10-set platform and modifying the weight and the reps. And I've recently been doing a 10 by 3 whole body workout, and I move so fast through it. But, I mean, what did I say today when I came in? Man, I hit my chest so hard today that I can feel parts of my pectoral muscles all the way down by my rib cage that I've never felt sore before. But, yeah, I know that the 10 by 3 is great. Try the 10 by 10 one week, 10 by 8 the next week. 10 by 5 the next week, 10 by 3 the next week. Each week you raise your weight. Okay.
It says here, do 10 sets of 3 reps using 85% of your max, lifting the weight as quickly as possible and lowering it in a controlled manner.
And as little rest in between. So what I started doing with the 10 by 3s is doing double. So I do one set, I rack the weight, whatever I'm using, and I wait just long enough to feel like I can do another set, and I go right at it again instead of getting up and resting. Then, so I'm doing 2 at a time. I do them in blocks of 2. Try that if you want to step up to 10 by 3.
Okay. Do you want to read yours?
Yeah. I'm trying to look at who – I just want to give credit to the right person. The person who posted the 10 by 3 is actually Peter Gustafson, a listener over in Scandinavia, I believe.
No, I thought he was in – is he? Oh, okay. I thought he was.
Where did you think he was? Yeah, I'll tell you right now.
I thought he was in Canada.
No, he's in Sweden. Peter Gustafson shared that article. Thank you to Peter.
Okay, this one is from Matt Macheski. I've been seeing lots of claims that wraps will boost metabolism. BS. That's not what he said, but cardiovascular exercise boosts metabolism and is free.
Right. And so these wrap, we saw a car the other day, it had a big bump, like a thing on its back window. Ask me about the wrap and how you can lose weight and boost your metabolism.
And it's all over in the gym, and they have these little booths set up where you can come and find out about that wrap thing. It's called It Works.
Right.
And, I guess it's about wrapping your body and
buy cellophane, wrap it yourself. Well, back in the day in the 70s when I was an avid runner, we used to have these plastic suits that we'd run, and you have one hanging on the back door of your home gym.
They sell those at, Walmart, I think.
It looks like a rain suit.
It's like what the wrestlers used to wear so they could make weight.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're running
so
that.
It makes you sweat.
That'll do the same thing as the wrap. It's all about, all you're doing is getting rid of water. That's all you're doing with the wrap. That's all the wrap is doing. All right, this comes from Hank Scheller. He said, I only recently discovered SHR and I'm hooked. Thank you for the great work. I've been listening to the past episodes of the show and getting caught up real time. I'm writing because I want to comment on something that you sometimes say on your show. And then in quotation marks, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I do say that. Look, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but this is what I think. He says, I don't think there's any shame in theorizing about possible conspiracies. Conspiracies are real. They do happen. And we would be naive to think that groups of individuals within government and industry don't conspire to do people harm. They sometimes do. He's right. Whether the topic is Monsanto's poisonous agenda, the improper relationship between the FDA and Big Pharma, destructive dogmas of medical orthodoxy, or any related topic in between, there may very well be a bona fide conspiracy behind some of these.
thing, some of these things. Stating that you're not a conspiracy theorist doesn't add any value to the discussion. Those who think you are a conspiracy theorist aren't going to change their view just because you claim not to be. And those people who believe that there are conspiracies going on will not appreciate you trying to disassociate yourself from them. Just a suggestion. Keep up the great work. I'm going to take it under. I'm going to stop saying I'm not a conspiracy. Because the truth is, I say that so that I'm not painted with a zealot paintbrush, but I do believe that there's conspiracies. One need only look at the FDA's approval of drugs to know that they're doing things on behalf of their clients, the drug companies. That's conspiracy. A conspiracy isn't always about overthrowing the government. When you conspire, back in the day, the appropriate word for a business opportunity was a scheme. Remember when we watched about the old British like Downton Abbey and Upstairs, Downstairs? They regularly used the word scheme, not as a negative, but as a way to describe a joint venture to gain money, gain power, whatever. So any scheme could be conspiratorial. Two parties get together, they discuss the agenda, they discuss the goals, and they agree to work towards those goals. That's a conspiracy. So, Hank, you're right. I'm corrected, and I will never say I'm not a conspiracy theorist again, because the truth is I, too, believe that there are conspiracies going on. And it makes perfect sense why Hank is smart, because he comes from Rego Park, Queens. There you go. That's it.
Okay, so I just want to mention that I read an article in the Wall Street Journal that there was a food summit this past week.
Right.
Which included biotech people and anti-GMO.
Right.
And I guess Tom Vilsack is trying to find some common ground between the two sides.
Yeah.
And the only common ground, well, actually, they couldn't find any common ground.
Yeah, there's no common ground.
There's no common ground. But this was on Thursday. The lunch menu that they served, the attendees could choose from GMO-derived selections, grilled chicken breast, corn salsa, and roasted super beets. Or there was an organic menu, which included free-range chicken, wild rice pilaf, and a salad.
You know which one I would take. You know what's really funny
and
about
they
that?
They were served at separate tables.
I wish I could have. They were served at separate tables, so that because I bet there's a lot of GMO, pro-GMO people that would have chosen the organic stuff if their constituents and friends weren't looking. I'll bet money on it.
Okay, so this I want to mention really quick, too. This was in Natural Society. There's a new released study that confirms chronic kidney failure is 5 times higher in glyphosate-ridden areas.
Yeah, I mean, so is Parkinson's disease. People, you know, the government isn't going to protect you.
There is the farmers in Sri Lanka exposed to glyphosate through their drinking water are 5 times more likely to develop chronic kidney failure than those who don't drink the herbicide polluted water.
Well, and what do you think is happening to the farmers and their farmhands who work on the glyphosate sprayed sugarcane crops? They're losing their kidneys. They're getting kidney failure.
And they don't wear suits.
No, because it's too hot. They can't wear suits.
And think about this. You see, like in California, where they're spraying strawberries, which is heavily sprayed, and they've got these what look like
hazmat
suits on, and you're thinking, but we're eating that stuff.
Yeah. It's okay for you to eat it, but I just don't want to get any of it on me. I know.
I just ran into the microphone.
So now there's lipstick on it again. Hey, before we pull the plug on the show, I got to
say one more thing.
Oh.
The crops in Sri Lanka are rice crops. Make sure.
You're not buying rice from Sri Lanka.
Well, make sure it's organic.
Yeah. We did a show this past week that the researcher said people with greater upper body strength are more likely to be conservative than liberal. I don't believe that. I believe that my audience is made up of independent thinking conservatives and liberals, people who are critical thinkers. They don't toe the party line. They agree with some of what their party says, and they don't agree with other things because they're free thinkers. So there's a poll up on Superhuman Radio. I would really like you to vote one time, are you a conservative or are you a liberal? Because whatever results come back, I'm going to send them to this researcher. I don't buy that only conservatives, people who have more upper body strength are also more self-serving and they tend to be conservatives. I didn't buy that at all. So please take the poll. And on that note, I think we're done.
Yes, so we will see you from Montana next week.
But Monday we have a great show.
We do.
Yes, American hero Nathaniel Morrison is coming on. He's released a new set of books, and they are going to be amazing. This is commando training, commando conditioning. And given the current status of this world today, there is no one whose conditioning is more spot on than guys who are trying to stay alive and fighting the enemy. So we can all learn from this discussion on Monday.
Also, sad movies are fattening.
Yes, that's next week too.
Monday.
Monday.
And then also on Monday, sleeping longer than 8 hours is bad for you.
Yeah. Okay. So let's do this. Let's take the weekend off and enjoy ourselves, and we'll meet back here Monday to learn more and be superhuman. We'll see you then.
Bye.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information.